Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to our show. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host on Circle Talk. Circle Talk is one of the shows featured on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. CSNP has a lineup of rotating shows throughout the month. Mondays feature Lunatic Mondays with host Flora Gonzalez, alternating weeks in English and Spanish. It can't be Tuesday without Circle Talk, and I'm the host for this fun show on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Wednesday features nature spirituality with none other than Selena Fox. Are you in the mood for some magic? Then you'll want to tune in on Thursday for Moon Magic with David and Jeanette Ewing. We have such a fun and informed lineup of shows, and I want you to try them all. Spiral of Change. That is the theme for this year's PSG. The 41st Annual Pagan Spirit Gathering, or PSG as it's called, will be held virtually this year from June 25th through the 27th via private Facebook group. We have a full and fulfilling round-the-clock schedule featuring the finest presenters sharing their knowledge and musicians, top line, offering concerts. For more information or to register, please go to circlesanctuary.org and click on the event tab. There you'll see a tab for Pagan Spirit Gathering for more information. We're actually going to have a preview of PSG as we have Spiral Rhythm with us tonight, and they're one of the featured musical groups this year at PSG. Spiral Rhythm is a group of friends that have been singing together for almost two decades. They begin singing at bonfires, gatherings, festivals, and over time they've developed a unique sound, complete with deep, multi-textural chants and explosive drums. They've evolved and changed, but their goal has always been the same, to raise the spirit through voice and song. They're wonderful, and I'm so excited to have them here tonight. We're going to chant, and we're going to hear their music. Let's welcome Spiral Rhythm to Circle Talk. Welcome, everybody.
Hey!
Hey!
Happy May the 4th!
Hey!
May the 4th be with you!
May the 4th be with
right.
you.
Happy Star Wars Day. I have a family member who's a huge Star Wars fan, so I wasn't aware of it until I got all these texts this morning when I woke up. So it's been a while since we've chatted. So can you all go through, because I know you all are all together, and everybody just kind of say their next. And if you want to say anything else, that's fine, but just introduce yourself to our audience.
Hey, this is John, Bubba Geisha baby. Hope you have a good day.
Hey, I'm Rick. I'm here.
Hey, guys. Carrie here.
Mwah. This is PJ. Glad to be here. I guess virtual is better than nothing, but we miss you guys, all of you.
Absolutely.
This is Richard, Spiral Rhythm's newest member, and very happy to be here today.
Hey, this is Kira. Love you guys. Miss you guys. Can't wait to see you again.
Hey, this is Kiki. It's so nice to be with you, and I'm not with the whole group just yet because I popped into the kitchen to mess with some pizza. You know, girls got to have priorities.
Absolutely. So is that everybody?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we get started, let's let our listeners, in fact, if they've been living under a rock and haven't heard of you, let's give them a taste, and we're going to play a lot of my favorite songs tonight. Something that I play with my group quite often We're going to play from the CD, I Am the Element Chant.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth,
Great song. I will tell you a little something. When we do public ritual, that's a song that we play to get everybody in the headspace for ritual so they can ground and get ready. And I love, love that song. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We love that. That's
yeah.
for sure.
How did that song come to be?
I started witching when I was young and went to a local... Am I there? Yeah, okay. I started witching when I was young and I went to a local coven and they did the standard element chant. And I just sort of expanded on that because I wanted more, which seems to be a theme in our lives. Oh, did I lose it again? I seem to be losing it. There we go.
No, it's doing great. So
that's Kiki talking, by the way.
There you
go. Oh, yeah. Hi, Kiki here.
So I'm so excited that you are going to be at PSD, even though it's going to be virtual. I'm really, really excited. Have you all, what changes? Tell me about, has everybody been healthy during this past year in this pandemic?
I think we've all had our ups and downs. It's been a struggle. If it hasn't been a struggle for some of us personally, it's been a struggle for several of people we know in our lives, you know. And so I think we're all definitely participating and just trying to make the best of it as we can.
Have you all have you done virtual things, or how has the band changed to get used to? Because I know before you did a festivals, you did a lot of in-person things, and those kind of like went away overnight. So what did you all do?
We started to evolve into doing some live things on band practice days. For about three quarters of the year, we try to be regular. On Wednesday, we have band practice where we work on new material, and we keep up with older material. And hopefully, we're also putting together playlists for concerts. Like right now, we're focusing on PSG. But one of the big changes for us has been trying to ease into virtual concerts. Last year, we pre-recorded PSG. Because one of our members was going to be in Hawaii because she has no priorities at all. And well, she was supposed to be in Ireland, so it was going to be one or the other. But and then being invited to perform with some other venues asking us, and we threw together a little holiday concert because we really wanted to have that connection. It seemed like an apropos time for us to put something out there and maintain connection because it's an off time of year for us anyway. And we did our best with that and we did okay, I think, but it will be nice to be actually on a stage and getting that energy and that feedback again, you know, just
so
sharing that. And
so is that, so you'll be on a stage during the PSG concert?
Well, unfortunately, no, we will be live.
Okay.
What we will be,
okay.
Kira actually, yeah, Kira has converted her basement into band space. And so we practice there, but we also get to set it up.
Oh, that's nice. So the concert won't be pre-recorded. It'll be live. Got to be still.
That is correct. It will
so
be live,
difficult.
Yes.
But that's got to be because you don't get any feedback from the audience that you do like in a live concert.
We do get some feedback because we have people make comments and we try to read them as we're performing. And so we put a big TV, screen TV on the wall in the practice space and try to, well, so we can kind of see what we're looking like. And then so we can also try to read with our, you know, our reading glasses, the the comments that people are leaving up on the screen. And and we try to talk back, but then we go back after the concert and see who's commented. We love that. We love it when people say, hey, I'm doing such and such, or I'm here, or, you know, I'm in Cincinnati, or I'm in Illinois, or whatever. It's always a lot of fun to go back and look at the comments and comment back on people and answer questions. And so we do get a good bit of interaction from that. And it's very – oh, it's Kira, by the way. It's very enjoyable. To have that interaction. So, and you know, everybody's doing what they can to stay in touch with each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really glad that we're in this age now that we can do that through the internet. It's really awesome.
Oh yeah. That, I mean, absolutely. And I think everybody misses in-person things, obviously. But I think some of this virtual, I don't think is going away. I think it's going to be much more of a hybrid or blended in the future. I think I know myself over this past year, I've been able to attend festivals or conferences that I wouldn't have been able to afford or take the time off to travel to, but I was able to because they were virtual. So it'll be interesting to see what the future holds.
I think you're right. This is John, by the way. I think it's exciting to see that, because when we do things go back to semi-normal or whatever, we are going to be doing some shows, but we may not be doing as many. We don't know how many shows are coming back online. I am going to a couple events this year myself, but only to go as a participant and just enjoy that experience because I haven't done that in years. And not then, mm-hmm. or not being a not perform, and just kind of get back into the energy. I need to be around a bonfire at, there's like six centers around the country that I fall in love with that I want to be drumming and sweating and maybe a little bit enhanced while I'm going around the bonfire in my particular kind of worship, you know, and with my beautiful family and friends, and it's 4 a.m. or 6 a.m. I miss that more than anything myself.
Yeah.
And so hopefully the online aspect of this will allow us to stay connected in between those things, knowing that they're going to be fewer and far between, at least for a couple of years probably.
Yeah. Well, and one of the downsides is people who vend. So give a shout out if our listeners, I want them all to buy your CDs. Where can they go to purchase your CDs?
So, hang on. Are you ready?
I'm here. You tell us.
I was talking to PJ. There we go. No, the CD, sorry about that. We were fighting over who got to be on. I ran Age as its perks. Anyway, we CD Baby online. We sell there. You can get them other places like Amazon, whatever. And then there's our website, spiralrhythm.net, and you can order anything from there, and we'll ship it out to you. Maybe give it a little extra kiss.
Okay.
And we've got T-shirts, and apparently we have butts. Because Kira's grabbing her butt. Didn't know about that. We do have T-shirts and bumper stickers.
My butt is not for sale.
Okay, we're having a nutty day here.
That's okay. We're getting ready for the festival. This is festival mood.
It's Beltane, baby.
That's right.
Would this be leftover Beltane by now? I'm just wondering what that feels like.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for that. And what is the best for you all? Like, I've had some artists or musicians say, hey, if I have to choose, it's better to do it through my website or through CD Baby. Do you all have a preference of where they would get your music?
Do you have an answer to that? What's the best place to get our website?
Website?
I would say go to our website for sure.
I mean, our CDs. Our CDs.
CD Baby.
Yeah. Or CD Baby.
Okay. But they go to your website, they can see all your stuff. So we will direct everybody there. So, all right. Well, let's hear some more music, and I want to do some songs from all the different. So from the CD Rise Up, let's do Pele Rising.
Oh.
No kahiki mai kawahine opele, mai ka aina mai opola pola, mai ka punohu akane, mai kea olapa I kalani.
The woman Pele comes from Kahiki, from the land of Pola Pola, from the rising mist of Kane, from the clouds that move in the sky.
Deep in the earth, the drum beats loud, smoke floats up, dark black cloud, rising, rising.
Too bad. Well, you know what? You'll just have to come back another PSG and teach workshop.
Absolutely.
So, again, my partner and I are huge fans, and we have your CDs. But do you have any new things going on?
Well, yes, absolutely. We are working on new music, and not just new music, but new ways of making music.
Getting some more incorporation on my part of some more notey instruments such as bass and guitar, because those have always been some of my specialties and my favorite things to play, although I do love drumming as well with the rest of the group.
Uh-huh. We're also recording music in a different way. So we've been learning our different equipment that we had to replace, you know, but our drama back in the day when we lost our trailer and we had to replace equipment and all that.
Right.
Was that, how long ago was that?
About 2 years ago?
3 years ago, yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of evolution happening kind of simultaneously in the just the group dynamics, what we're doing, how we're laying down tracks, how we're thinking of songs. As songs and some things are actual chants, but there's a different energy to it. You know, I think we're all in different places than we were obviously before the pandemic, so there's a lot of new energy coming out.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, we've been talking about re-recording some old songs, and that's far off in the distance, really, but it's something that we've been talking about doing. However, mentioning new songs, we actually have the same members in the group, but a couple of them have really started cranking it out when it comes to new songs. And so we have now some new songs by Rick and by Carrie and by John. So PJ and I have both kind of sat back and, like, you know, we're just kind of sitting there eating chocolate bonbons, watching them do the heavy lifting for a minute. And it's been really exciting to work on, because with different writers, you get different styles. And that's good. I mean, I think that's all for the best. But also, I'm actually really tickled with a couple of the songs that I'm quite thrilled to be doing them. And I can't wait until we can bring them out in public and show them off, because I really think that the people who've been with us for so long, our fans who have been so wonderful, are going to they're in for a treat with this new music.
Oh, well, I'm excited. Yes, you all are loved. So this will just be fun. Is your sound changing a little or evolving, or are you trying a new sound, or any hints you can give us?
It's not necessarily a new sound, but we're always evolving.
Mm-hmm.
We take everything that we've done and what we've learned and where we've been, and, you know, that becomes the next iteration of us.
Yeah.
Oh, and Carrie got some. She won't say it.
Well, like Richard was saying earlier,
he started playing guitar and bass, and that makes a big difference to the music. It kind of gives it a nice groovy vibe, so it's lovely.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear another song, a song that's well known in the Copagan community. Let's hear I Am Pagan.
I am pagan, and I'm proud. I am pagan, gonna shout it loud. I am pagan, want the world to know that I follow the goddess, cause she rocks my soul. Don't need your Bible, the wisdom of the chrome. Don't need your heaven. Into this life I'm reborn. No Ten Commandments. One fills the bill. And in harm none do what you will. I am pagan, and I'm proud. I am pagan, gonna shout it loud. To know that I follow the goddess, cause she rocks my soul.
Yay! I would say that is one of your more popular songs.
Oh, certainly.
And I didn't say that that is from the CD We Are Light, if you would like to purchase it.
Well, I liked writing that one. I've had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, did the music or lyrics come first, or how did... Did it take you a long time to write
it? Well, no, they kind of all start together. Sometimes the music helps form the words and vice versa. So, but I was just after something gospel, and I think I got pretty close.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, I think he was
sorry. Yeah, I don't know why my sound keeps waving in and out. That's me and my anti-technology zone. But anyway, no, that song has been an awful lot of fun, and it's been requested a decent number of times. I'm pleased.
Oh yeah, I definitely. It's like you say, it's kind of an anthem. So yeah, it's fun. So
thank you.
So besides PSG, do you all have any other festivals or anything you're coming up yet, or you may not know? I mean, the season's just kind of starting.
I'm going to be this is John, by the way. I'm going to be attending PUFF, Pagan Unity Festival, near Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Kira and Rick as well, we're all going to together. We're going to be a posse and show up and make trouble.
So are you going to be, because they're doing, actually, that's the festival I usually go to every year. Unfortunately, they move the time. It usually in May, and it's the week my second babies do, so I will not be going this year, but I think they're doing a hybrid of some in person and some virtual, aren't they?
That's my understanding, yes.
Yeah, that will be, so will you actually be there, or are you going to do the virtual part?
Oh, we are physically going, and from the 10th through the 13th.
Oh, that's really, really fun.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we're kind of getting back, taking baby steps. We're not camping. They've already filled out the camping. They did a good job. So we're getting a hotel about 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
So, and then come in and day trip it and have a good time at the drum circle at night, hopefully, and watch the shows and, have a good time and just really enjoy the spectacle of the festival, which I haven't done that in years,
So you all are not performing or teaching any classes?
Nope. Just going to reconnect.
That is fun. I mean, that is fun. So, you'll have to come back and let us know how you like it. Yeah, I was, like I said, that's a festival that it's excellent. It's run very well. And my partner and we usually go every year, but again, this time we can't. Hopefully we'll be holding a new grandbaby. But it'll be interesting to see how they do the combination of virtual and in person. So it'll be interesting to see how they do it.
Absolutely, I agree.
So anybody else doing anything this summer?
Well, Carrie's – oh, I'm sorry, PJ, go ahead.
Oh, no, it was okay. It didn't matter which one. We haven't booked a lot yet because I think a few folks are still waiting to see if there's any possibility.
Yeah. That's what I said. A lot of people haven't made decisions.
There's a couple will probably be asked to do locally if they go virtual. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We're crossing our fingers.
Yeah. Because I know you all are in Atlanta, which is where I'm from. My family is in Atlanta, Macon, and Jackson. So I'm down there all the time. And I think Georgia's people have a high, it has a high percentage of vaccinated people. So it's pretty opening up, isn't it, as a state?
Yeah, he's opened it up maybe a little soon, but I think it'll be all right. But we've all, or I think we all have, been vaccinated, haven't we?
Yep.
And I would encourage everybody to get one.
Yeah.
So anybody out there
and
being a weenie, stop.
Yeah, well, I think when the number of people are vaccinated rises, I think that opens up venues and bars and concerts, you know what I mean? People will be much more comfortable getting together. And, you know, my partner and I both are big ones for live music. And that is something that we've really, really missed. Like I said, I think virtual is great, but there's an energy that you can't get unless you're actually in the room. So,
yeah.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, we do too. Ain't nobody's going to lie and not say that, you know, we terribly miss our audience because we always connected so well with the audience. And, you know, we get this feedback loop going. We feed them, they feed us, and we end up creating magic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Anybody else want to chime in?
Just on a personal note, because we've missed so many events last year and this year, I might have lost my mind a little more because I agreed to take on two extra teenagers for a fair chunk of the summer because one of them is a young friend that we usually see at events, but since we aren't eventing, we aren't friending. And so in order to help with their socializing and my son socializing, I said that absolutely if he and they would do the bulk of the planning and make sure all the parental units were on board, they could come and stay. And so we have this hugely open-ended thing happening that's going to start at some point in June and end possibly in July, but maybe August or maybe September. I'm not sure. So if you hear screaming in your sleep, it might just be me in the ether losing my ever-loving mind because
you
I have
a very, very brave person.
Right? Two tweens and two teens? Something like that. Okay. Ranging from 10 to 18. So, yeah, pray for me, please.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be, you don't need any more venues. You're going to be very, very busy this summer. So
no, to tell the truth, I was hoping for venues so I could take them and pawn them off on the organizers.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Well, let's do another song. Let's listen to from the Rise Up album, Wise in Her Ways.
Hey, this is your friendly engineer here. We don't have Wise in Her Ways loaded up ready to play.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've got the album. Okay. Well, then I lied.
No problem.
Let me see. How about Dreaming or Ohm?
Dreaming Ohm. You betcha.
Okay.
That's a good one.
And you sent me an email. You think I'd read it. All right.
Here we go.
Up from the earth down to the water, roots and shoots and growing tall. will a woman bend with the wind, green maiden embracing all. We are dreaming when we wake, and what we see is not what's said. Only dreamers see the doorway as the creation awaken aware. Up through the waves, down in the currents, flash and flow and sing you.
Beautiful. That song is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. We love it too.
What was the inspiration for that song?
Ooh, so I have a sort of a little love affair with indigenous tribal culture from multiple nations. I'm really interested in, because I think it, studying indigenous culture gives us a lot of insights into the roots of modern culture and behaviors. And I'm really into the Aboriginals and the idea that you're not really experiencing what's real unless you're dreaming, that what we consider to be the waking life and the real life isn't what's real. What's real is the dreaming. And I haven't had a chance to study it in person, in depth, you know, in among the Aboriginals. So I apologize if any aspect of that is offensive or incorrect. But when I first heard about that concept, it really stuck with me, the idea that what you're experiencing in the waking life isn't what's truly really there, and that it's the people who can dream and shape their dreams and walk through the dream time are the ones who are empowered and powerful. And so that's really where dreaming started. And then the band as a whole, we used to every year have some variation of a song that we called Om, which was an opening song, and there would be toning and different instrumentation. And it just attached itself so nicely to dreaming that it turned into this sort of long, beautiful, lush vocalizing and drumming piece that we all kind of really dug getting into and doing. And so, but it has its roots in the very basic concept that, like it says in the chorus, only dreamers, only the people who are in the dreaming are aware of what's really there. The rest of it is just, it's not real.
That is so
interesting. And it's just fun.
Yes. It's a very meditative, absolutely, you can lose yourself in the music with that beat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I actually like the length, because sometimes songs don't let you do it because they're so short, and that is long enough that it just allows you to really, like I said, just lose yourself into the music, into the words.
I find myself often falling in love with long music. I've learned that there are two types of people often listening to music. Those who listen to it to kind of zone out like I do, and those to get in the zone. And to those of us who like zone out like that, long music like that is just really, really good. Especially because when music is short or abruptly ends, it kind of takes you out of it, because you either have to go to the next song, or it doesn't flow as well into something else. But a long song, it can flow into itself because it's long enough to do that.
I totally agree. And someone who I use music in my spiritual practice and meditative practice. So yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. So that's great. Well, I wanted to end the night probably with your most famous song, that I'm sure you get requests for Freedom all the time. So tell me how that song got started.
So I'm not a super political human being, but I am very attached to the idea of responsible freedom. I can't be in a locked place. I have to be able to come and go at will. I can't be locked in somewhere. It pushes buttons internally that cause very unfortunate effects. And again, it comes from just a lifetime of watching people and of watching my world, my whole planet, and how the social and political landscapes have changed so much, even just in my still, I hope, very short lifetime as yet. And one of the things that I see spoken of often is freedom, you know, freedom for this and freedom for that. And yet I think that we need to discuss what that word really means, because sometimes what people call freedom, I call just a nicer kind of prison. And so that song, it began as a sort of a up yours to the authorities, frankly. We were at an event where we were supposed to have a bail fire, and the authorities had said, well, you can't because fire hazards. Very valid point on their part. However, we were a large group, several hundred people who were like, yeah, but we're witches and we fire. And so in the end, the people running the event gave us the option. We can do the bail fire if you all want us to, but there may be some consequences. And we were like, consequences? All right, we're down. Light the fire. And it was a wonderful event. It was very empowering. And it began, Freedom began as a poem set to the rhythm of the drumming that they had as part of the ritual around the bail fire. And so it started out as a poem, and then it got turned into a song that I think, if it is popular, it's because freedom itself is something that resonates in the hearts, souls, and minds of most people. And the pagan world especially, we're so used to living, at least at some point, closeted lives, or lives where we can't be openly, truly who we are, every aspect of that. Sometimes we have to hide. And so the idea of saying, hey, you know, you can't, life will find a way. Thank you, Ian Malcolm, for that. But life does find a way. Freedom will find a way, regardless of how much we try to bind it up or clip its wings. It is going to happen. And I like to think that, you know, the shake when you hear me ring, if you intend to curtail freedom, you should be very afraid, because people historically who have tried to curtail freedom have found, much to their sorrow, that freedom ain't having it.
Absolutely. Well, I can't believe it's been an hour. It is a very appropriate song for us to end on. Before we play it, I want to thank all of you out there. Thank you. You all are such a big band, and that you all showed up is such a testament to your commitment. And I'm so excited. I want to thank you. And I'm so looking forward to your online concert at PSG.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Indeed.
And besides Fire Rhythm, I'm going to thank Dave, our sound engineer, for his technical expertise and guiding me along the way.
Yay.
Yes.
Everything went smoothly.
And folks, remember, Virtual PSG 2021 registration is open. So if you want a chance to see Fire Rhythm in a virtual concert, go to circlesanctuary.org and look under the event tab for Pagan Spirit Gathering. There'll be information on how to register there. And finally, I'd like to thank all of you out there, our listeners, for your continued support of all of our shows here on Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, or CSNP. Our next Circle Talk will be Tuesday, May 18th, and we'll be chatting and listening to the music of Wendy Rule. I look forward to being with you all again, so please come back. We're now going to transition our show with the song Freedom. Good night, everybody, and blessed be.
and the quaking of the earth, and I am the waters of the world's rebirth. I am freedom. I must be free, and I am the fire that burns in all things, the bell that tolls with freedom call, shake when you hear me ring. I am freedom, I am freedom, I am freedom, I am freedom. I can no more be bound than the hawk in flight, and I am the fire that burn in the night, and I am the shaking and the quaking of the earth, and I am the waters of the world's rebirth. I am freedom,
I am freedom.
I am I must be free, and I am the fire that burns in all things, the bell that tolls with freedom call, shake when you hear me ring. I am
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.